BBC presents Life with the Lion.
Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lion.
I'm Barbara Lion.
I'm Ben Lion.
And I'm B.B. Daniels Lion.
And here they are in A Crooner in the House.
Is lunch ready yet?
Yes, but I didn't know you would be in. Oh, I hope there'll be enough to go round.
Oh, don't worry.
But I've only made a small toad in the hole.
Well, then we'll all have just a little less toad and a little more hole.
Fine. Well, I'll away and get it.
Fine.
Oh, kids, lunch is ready. Here's the toad in the hole. What's a toad in the hole?
It's like a frog in the throat with batter around it.
Now, cut the jokes. Eat your lunch, kids.
Okay. Hey, Barbara, pass me the potatoes, will you?
Barbara, Richard wants the potatoes.
Oh, no, thank you, Mother. I don't want any potatoes.
Darling, what's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing. Everything's wonderful. Everything's beautiful.
Uh-oh, she's in love again.
I had no idea you were so in love with Harold.
Harold? Oh, I'm not in love with him.
Don't tell me you found another silly sucker.
Richard, that's no way to talk about your sister's friends. He's probably a very nice sucker. Probably an all-day sucker.
Barbara, where did you meet this boy?
Oh, it all happened in the reference room of the public library. We both walked to the center table to use the dictionary. He was looking for laryngitis when suddenly he saw me.
Well, Barbara, you may not be laryngitis, but you're certainly a pain in the neck.
Well, look, I'm not at all in favor of your speaking to a strange young man in a public library.
Now, wait a minute, honey. We haven't heard the whole story yet. He's probably a very nice boy. Barbara, tell your dear old dad about him. Who is he? What does he do?
Well, you might not approve of him if I tell you what his job is.
Nonsense. As long as you like him, that's good enough for us. We don't care what he does. Dustman, window cleaner, BBC announcer, insurance agent.
He's a crooner.
What?
Daddy, you dropped the dish.
I know I dropped the dish.
Mother, I invited him to dinner tonight. Is that all right?
Of course, dear.
Of all the men in the world, why must you fall for a weak-kneed crooner? Who is this Wailing Willie, anyway?
He is not a Wailing Willie. He's Ronnie Harris.
Ronnie Harris? Oh, boy.
Ronnie Harris in our dining room.
Well, we'll be the envy of the whole neighborhood.
I don't know why you're all so impressed with a man who has to sing over a microphone.
He doesn't need a microphone to sing over.
No, he needs one to hold himself up.
Oh, no, I wish I'd never even mentioned it. You're all ruining my life. That's all. Just ruining my life.
What, again?
Ben, I do think you are unreasonable. I'll go up and apologize for you.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to telephone Harold and ask him to come over.
Hey, Pop, Harold's coming up the path.
Yes, I can see him. You know, life's a funny thing. I never thought I'd prefer Harold to anyone. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Lyon.
Come in, Harold.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I'll come straight to the point. I suppose you know Barbara is infatuated with Ronnie Harris.
Oh, yes, sir. I've noticed her feelings towards me changing. Only last Tuesday, she gave me a peculiar look.
Well, you've always had that. But she is changing.
Yeah, and Pop wants you to try and win her back.
Well, how?
By pretending you're musical.
Oh, I won't have to pretend. I love music. Why, every time I hear good music, something inside me starts to sing.
Oh, come now, boy. Don't tell me you've swallowed a canary.
Stop that, Richard. Tell me, Harold, Do you do any singing?
Oh, yes. I've got a very good voice.
Splendid. Did you hear that, Richard?
Yeah, but don't you think he should sing two or three songs for us before he tries them out on Barbara?
That's a good idea. Harold, let's hear you sing two or three numbers.
Oh, very well. 7, 11, 24.
I mean songs, you fathead.
Oh, please, Mr. Lyon. It's just that I'm nervous about singing.
Well, then forget it. Tell Barbara you're a cellist. You won't have to prove that because we haven't got a cello.
Oh, good.
Come on, Harold. She's in the den. I'll take you in. Hey, Barbara, look who's here.
Hello, Barbara.
Oh, hello.
I've just been playing a few trumpet voluntaries on my cello.
On your cello?
Yes, sir. Of course, I'm only a learner. So far, I can only play it side saddle.
Oh, Harold, you're so trivial.
Barbara, why don't you tell him how you went to the BBC to watch Ronnie Harris broadcast?
Well, that's no secret. I wanted to be sure of my love. And when I saw him standing there by the double bass, I knew it was bigger than both of us.
Well, I know as much about music as he does. Well, what's more, I think that beautiful things like music and you are inseparable.
You do?
Yes. Why, when I'm with you, my senses sing a lovely symphony, my heart sighs like a violin, and my brain sounds a fanfare to your beauty.
Quite the little one-man band, aren't you?
Richard! Harold, that's almost the way I feel about Ronnie when I hear him sing. He has the kind of voice that reaches out and runs its fingers through my hair.
Well, I guess that's cheaper than buying a comb.
Richard, if you don't leave us alone, I'll call Mother.
Okay, I'm going.
Listen, Harold, I don't want to be unkind, but now that I've met Ronnie, you can never recapture my love.
Oh, perhaps not right away, but eventually I'll creep into your mind. I'll creep into your heart. Believe me, Barbara, I'm the biggest creep in town.
Oh, no, Harold, no, it's no use. You can't understand the way I feel about him. You see, men and women are different.
I know. They've got long hair.
Oh, maybe I can explain it to you another way.
Oh, there's no need to explain. Ronnie's marvelous, and I'm just a silly, ugly, insignificant little twerp.
Oh, no, dear. You're not little.
Well, I suppose it's all over. You and I could have made sweet music together. But it seems the bottom has dropped out of our intermezzo.
Goodbye, Harold. If music be the food of love, if music be... Goodbye, Harold.
Goodbye, Barbara.
Oh, Richard, did Harold and Barbara patch things up?
No, she said she never really cared for him in the first place. And in the second place, she doesn't want to see him in any place.
Oh, fine. I just got that. Come in.
Hello.
Well, Wimpy, what brings you over at the time of day?
This little book. I brought it along to get Ronnie Harris's autograph for my kid.
Were they fans of his?
Oh, not half.
Hello, Mr. Wimple. Ben, I want to show you the album I bought for Ronnie Harris to autograph.
That's a wicked waste of money. We've already got an autograph book.
I know, but you've signed every page.
Well, he could have signed his name under mine. Honestly, Wimple, ever since they heard that crooner was coming to dinner, everyone in the house seems to have taken leave of their senses.
Did you ever hear Ronnie sing?
Yes. My wife took me to a concert of his once, and it was packed. I've never seen such an enormous gathering.
Yoo-hoo, Ben!
You have now.
Hello! Oh, Phoebe, darling, as soon as I heard Ronnie Harris was coming here, I doubled round the back.
You've doubled round the front, too.
I haven't time to waste talking to small fry. Now, Phoebe, I simply can't wait to meet this fabulous man. Oh. The last time I heard him sing, I went all to pieces.
Well, whoever put you together again did a horrible job.
Laurie, darling, would you like to have dinner with us and meet him?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, and Mr. Wimple, we're expecting you and your wife.
Oh, Tom.
I do hope I can get his autograph. I'd give anything for it.
You mean you'd actually pay money?
Of course.
Do you think there are many people who'd be willing to pay?
I'm sure of it.
Ma, you have no idea how I'm looking forward to this party tonight. Hey, Robin, you know who's coming over for dinner tonight?
Yes.
Well, you and I are going into business. We're going to sell his autograph to all the kids in the neighborhood.
Will they buy them?
Oh, sure they'll buy them. They're all fans of his, aren't they?
What are fans?
Oh, people who write letters to their favorite star, asking them to sing a special song or do their favorite act.
I'll bet Daddy got lots of letters asking him to do something.
Yeah, but naturally you never did it. Now, about these autographs.
How much are we going to charge?
A shilling apiece.
Jeepers.
And if we run across someone with half a crown, maybe we can get Ronnie to write something very special, like yours truly or something.
I hope his armhole's out.
Oh, the autographs aren't all. We'll invite the kids to come into the back garden and listen to him sing. For that, we'll charge a shilling each.
Oh, Master Richards, will you ask Mr. Harris to sign my autograph book tonight?
Oh, sure, Aggie. It'll only cost you a shilling.
A shilling? Oh, very well. Richard, don't forget to get an autograph for me.
Okay, that'll cost you a shilling.
But I thought we were partners.
Oh, we are. But you don't want the business to lose money, do you?
Oh, I never thought of that. Here's a shilling.
Thanks.
It must be an awful nuisance having a brother who's too young to understand money.
On the contrary, it's a great advantage.
Well, if you'll give me some tickets for tonight, I'll stop selling them.
Ah, that's my partner. Here's some I wrote out. Now remember, one shilling for the first row, sixpence for the second row, and tuppence for the balcony.
The balcony? Where's that?
In the tree. Now get going.
Hey, Richard, I'm back.
Good. Did you sell all the tickets?
Yes. And I got orders for 36 autographs.
That's terrific. Tell the kids to be here by 8 o'clock. Dinner should be over by then, and then we can ask him to sing.
Okay.
Good. Now let's get to work. I'll open the back door, and you carry those three chairs out.
All right.
When you finish that, I'll hand you out this other one.
Okay.
Not so loud. Don't drag them.
Oh, Aggie, do you want me to... Richard, what are you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, hello, Ma.
Rich, I'm ready for the other chair.
What chair?
What chair? Goodbye, Mom.
Chairs doing in the garden?
Chairs? Oh, those are for Aggie.
Three chairs for Aggie?
A good idea. Three chairs for Aggie. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip. So long, Ma.
He's acting very peculiar.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, Miss Barbara and I have finished laying the table, and it looks beautiful.
Oh, good.
Hello. I hope I'm not too early.
Oh, of course you are. Oh, Flora, you look divine.
Why, Ronnie Harris.
Why, hello, Barbara.
Ronnie.
Won't you come in?
Well, thank you. What a charming house you have.
Would you like it? I'm so glad you like it. Come on in the living room and sit down.
Oh, hello, Barbara.
Oh, hello, everybody. This is Mr. Harris.
Good evening, all.
Could I have your autograph?
Of course.
Thanks. How does it feel to have a lot of women faint when you go places?
Well, it's very flattering, but I really can't think why they do it. Of course, I can understand if it happened to someone like your father.
What?
Yes. I suppose millions of women have fainted at the sight of that tall, dignified figure, that handsome face, musical voice. Well, yes.
Goodness, Daddy. Daddy, you never made anybody faint in your whole life.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. I remember the night when dozens of women fainted all around me.
When?
The night I went through the wrong door at the Turkish bath.
What a wonderful sense of humor your father has. I'll never forget the first time I saw him at the Palladium.
I bet you laughed so hard you nearly fell out of your pram.
Let the boy talk.
I've always been a great admirer of yours, Mr. Lamb.
Well, I must say one thing for you, son. You have excellent taste. Come in the den and we'll have a cigar.
Thanks. That'll be wonderful. Excuse us, ladies.
You know, Ronnie, I like you. I'm glad you're not one of those impossible people who want to talk about themselves all the time.
Thank you, sir.
Now, tell me again, son. what did you like most about my act at the Palladium? Personally, I think...
I haven't seen Daddy so happy since he got lost in the Hall of Mirrors.
Oh, Daddy, come out of the den. You've been in there for an hour.
I'm sorry, dear, but I've been talking to Ronnie about doing a musical with me. Do you think a couple of male singers in the same show are too many?
Oh, Ben, you can't possibly compare your voice with Ronnie Harris.
Oh, I don't know. He's coming along very fast.
Can I have some more autographs, please?
Of course.
Me too.
Oh, B.B., isn't he handsome?
Yes, he looks a lot like Ronnie Harris.
Oh, Mother, he is Ronnie Harris.
Oh, well, that accounts for the resemblance.
Oh, just wait until I tell all my girlfriends that you were actually in my house. You know, all the young girls are just crazy about you.
Yes, we certainly are.
Say, can I have another autograph?
Me too.
Boys, boys, leave him alone. Come in.
Hello.
Wimple, come over here. I want you to meet our guest of honor.
Well, how do you do?
I'll never wash this hand again.
Wimple, stop that.
Sorry. You know, Mr. Harris, you've caused a lot of trouble in my house. My missus says if she ever meets you, she'll leave home.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, I'm not reproaching you. I was just wondering if you'd come over and meet her.
Oh, Ronnie, dinner won't be ready until 7:30, so I was wondering if you'd sing for her.
Richard, he can't sing yet. The kids aren't outside.
I know, but how am I going to stop him?
Richard, stop that whispering. Go ahead, Ronnie.
I don't think the boys want me to sing.
No, we don't. Robin! I mean, it's too early yet. How about after dinner?
Oh, but we want to hear him sing.
No.
All right. What would you like? Hold my hand?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, Aunt Flora, he means the song. How about I Love Harris in the Springtime? I mean Paris.
Fine. Why don't you wait until you've had your dinner? You'll feel stronger.
Yes, we all will.
Maybe I'd better not sing.
Oh, Ronnie, please sing. If you don't sing, I'll die. I'll just die.
I'll tell Aggie there'll be one less for dinner.
Now, you be quiet. Ronnie, I have an instrumental record here of Svosin. Will you sing that for us?
Well, if you all can take it, I'd love to.
Fine.
Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. Just supposing I should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Just supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. And I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. No, I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Ronnie, come on in here. We thought we'd have our coffee in the living room.
Hey, Rich, can I see you a minute?
Well, excuse me. What do you want, Robin?
It's 9 o'clock. The kids are in the garden, and they're getting mad. It's cold out there.
I can't get them to sing again yet. Pull the curtain, and they can see him through the big window.
Okay, but make him sit in that chair facing the window.
Oh, I will. Say, Mr. Harris, come and sit in this big chair in front of the window. There's a nice view of the garden.
But it's dark outside.
Already?
Already? It's 9 o'clock. It's been dark for 5 hours.
What screwy weather.
Robin, why did you open those curtains?
There's too much light in here. I thought we ought to let some of it out.
What?
Yeah, with the curtains open, it's much cozier, isn't it?
No, no, it's cozier with them closed.
How about halfway?
Robin, what's the matter with you? You're acting very peculiar.
Well, Ben, you said you wanted him to be like one of the family.
That's not what I meant. Robin, close those curtains.
Okay. Richard, you better get into the sling, or we're going to have trouble. The kids are getting cold in the snow.
What kids? What snow?
Nothing. What's snow with you?
Oh, Ronnie, would you sing for us now?
Oh, but Richard, he's just finished his dinner.
Yeah, surely you wouldn't want him to sing with a full stomach.
Oh, we don't care who he sings with.
Later, son, later.
Robin, what are you doing with those curtains?
I lost something.
What did you lose?
I don't know. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, close those curtains and leave them alone.
Okay, Daddy.
Say, what's that noise? There must be somebody out in the garden.
Well, if there is, thank goodness you have a man here who isn't afraid to go out there and see.
We have?
Yes, go out, Whipple, and look.
Okey-doke.
Oh, I wouldn't bother, Mr. Whipple. Who'd want to be in the garden on a cold night like this?
Maybe it's a cat burglar.
Then why worry? Our cat's in here.
Well, I'd better go out and see anyway.
Oh, no, I'll go. It's probably just an old owl.
That old owl certainly has a cold.
Oh, Richard, hurry.
Okay, Ma, will you please hold my money for me?
Whatever for?
Well, you never know who you're going to meet when you step out into the dark.
Robin's got those darn curtains open again. Where is that boy, anyway?
And where's Richard?
I think he's still out in the garden.
Ben, I'm worried. He's been gone a long time.
That makes two of you.
Mr. Ells, Luke. Luke,
where? What's the matter?
There's a face peering through the window.
Oh, yes, yes.
I can't see it.
Well, look, can't you see a little monster with a flat nose and pop eyes?
All I can see is my own reflection.
That's close enough.
See, maybe it's Richard. He's still out there. Oh, Richard!
What do you want?
Oh, you better lock that door. We think there's someone lurking in the garden.
Yes. We don't want any strange men coming in here.
You speak for yourself.
Richard, the kids are getting mad. They want their money back.
Well, there must be an easier way.
I'll go and see who that is.
I'll come with you, Ben. It may be the taxi I ordered.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm coming.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lyon.
Why, Harold, what brings you here?
I came over to say goodbye to Barbara, even though he's going to break my heart. I'm going away forever.
I'm sorry, Harold. Oh, by the way, this is Ronnie Harris.
Oh, so you're the man who stole my girl.
Oh, you're mistaken. He didn't even know about it. Now, come on, you two shouldn't quarrel.
I'm sorry. It's just that I don't want to lose Barbara.
Well, then, I'll step out.
Oh, no, that wouldn't do any good. She's just interested in singers.
Say, I've got a wonderful idea. All we need is a record of a first-class singer.
Well, I've got the very thing, a wonderful record.
That'll be perfect. Now, listen carefully. I'll tell Barbara that Harold has a sensational voice.
Yes.
Then you put the record on in the dining room.
And you want me just to open and close my mouth in time with the song?
He's not as dumb as he looks. But then, he couldn't be. Come on, let's get back to Barbara.
Barbara, look who's here.
Oh, hello, Harold.
Barbara, there's something you didn't know about Harold. He has a wonderful voice.
He never told me that.
Oh, that's because he's too modest. Harold, go ahead and sing for Barbara.
Oh.
That's enough. You see, Barbara?
But he only sang one note.
Ah, but what a note, what a note. Ronnie, I'm going out and put that record on. Cough when you're ready.
Okay.
I can't get over Harold being a singer. I hope he's as good as you say he is.
Barbara, you may have heard some great singers, but I can truthfully say that when you listen to Harold singing, it'll be a record.
Oh, well, good. Now, sit down, everybody.
Get ready, Harold. I'll accompany you on the piano.
I'm ready.
Fine.
I dream of Jeannie with a light born like a like a like a like a like a like.
That was a record. Oh, I think you're all horrible.
But Barbara, I can explain.
Oh, you don't have to explain. This was a put-up job between you, Daddy, and Harold.
Oh, that's done it. Oh,
now, honey, don't get upset.
Don't talk to me, any of you. I'm finished with men forever. My two little brothers are the only ones to be trusted.
Come on, Mrs. Lyon, give us our money back. And you, Robin Lyon, come back here, you little twister.
Yes, sweet baby, I want to have a sing.
Oh, so that's why you two have been acting so funny all evening.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Richard, Robin, come on over here to your dear old dad, will you?
Okay, Pop.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Oh! Ouch.
Well, isn't it nice to hear Big Ben striking again? Cheer up, darling. It's not as bad as you think.
Oh, yes, it is. My whole life is ruined.
Here, take my handkerchief, honey.
Oh, please leave me alone, you man.
Now, Barbara, I will not have you referring to your father as a man.
Yeah, what makes you so bitter about us men?
Because you all stand for the one thing I hate. You stand for deceit.
Oh, that ain't true, honey. The seat is what they sits on.
Richard, now stop teasing your sister.
I'll get it. And if it's Harold or Ronnie, I'll tell them a thing or two. I'm through with men.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
What a nice-looking young man.
Excuse me for disturbing you, but I just moved into the neighborhood and our phone isn't connected yet. Could I use yours?
Well, of course. How do you do?
Oh, I'll never wash my hand again.
Isn't it wonderful? Barbara's back to normal again.
That was Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, Bob Block, Richard Bellairs, Hugh David, and Ronnie Harris. The script was by Bob Block, Ronnie Hambury, and B.B. Daniels. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly. Production by Tom Ronald.